Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster, a journalist in the Manx Radio newsroom. Thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. It's been announced that the new Isle of Man ferry terminal in Liverpool, which estimates put at costing upwards of £70 to £75 million, needs to be upgraded. The Department of Infrastructure says in berthing trials for Manxman and Ben McCree last year, it was discovered that at lower tides, mooring lines clashed with a dolphin fender. The planned work is affecting some sailings to and from Liverpool on the 1st to the 2nd of November, which will now have to divert to Heysham. Well, I've been speaking to Infrastructure Minister Michelle Hayward about this, starting with a question that's already been asked a number of times. How much is this upgrade work going to cost?
That's not absolutely certain at the moment, if I'm really honest about it. So we know we had problems last winter, and people will be aware there were a number of cancellations and changes to the schedule that the steam packet put out because there were problems getting in and mooring on the berth over low water. And it's to do with the position of the fenders on the mooring dolphin. We couldn't do any of that work across the summer because those fenders are used by Mananan, especially when she needs to come off the berth on a flood tide. So we've had to sit and wait until Mananan finishes doing her runs across, which will be October half term. And then we have work planned to address those issues so that Manxmen can use the berth sensibly over the winter.
Have to bring you back up on that cost. How is it not known at the moment?
It's not known at the moment because we are in discussion with the manufacturer of the fenders. The rope snags across the top of them, so there have been various suggestions about cutting them down, repositioning them and everything, and we're trying to work through. So we have specialist marine engineers looking at conducting berthing studies and looking at where the ropes route to work out what the best, most cost-effective solution is. But the immediate short-term fix is that we'll be lifting one of the fenders clearly out of the way so that Manxman can get safely in there and she can carry on with her winter schedule.
It sounds like a big project. Is there even a ballpark figure that you've got in your head right now?
Is there a ballpark figure? We're not talking long millions, if that's what anyone's going to allege. We're probably in the million-ish pounds, depending on exactly what the fix is. It could be significantly cheaper than that.
And I mean, we're currently using estimates for the final cost between £70 to £75 million for the total spent on the ferry terminal. Is it this issue why your department's been so hard to pin down on that final figure?
This is one of a number of issues that are still ongoing after the build. So, we know what money has been spent so far, but there are still some very complicated legal negotiations going on with various companies that were involved in the design and the build and the installation about what their responsibility is for some of the issues that we now need to fix.
So is it within the DOI's right to claim back some of the costs that have been incurred down the line following the contract, I suppose?
It may well be, and that's I'm not trying to be deliberately vague, but you're absolutely right that there is a potential that some of the costs for dealing with this will be recoverable in the future. So although at the moment we're asking Treasury for support to go and get the problem sorted to make sure that we're providing the right berth for the Manxman to go into, actually where those costs sit in future is yet to be decided.
Where did this design flaw come about? Was it in the early stages, or was everything taken into account, the size of the Manxman, the Ben McCree, everything else? It just so happened it's not working for whatever reason.
The original design started with the Ben McCree, but the Manxman was designed to have the same mooring positions as the Ben McCree. It was built into the design, so that although the original berthing study was done with the Ben McCree, it should have been applicable to the Manxman. In fact, it didn't actually work for either, and so that's the challenge that we're now facing, is to get that so that it is a functional berth.
Speaking of this round of upgrades then, when exactly is it taking place? You say autumn.
Well, it needs to be after the Mananan's finished running in there, which I believe is October half term, because she needs the fenders to be as they are at the moment so she can get away from the berth. And then we need a low tide, so the first available low tide, so that we can get to the bolts at the bottom of the basic level. Can we get to the bolts at the bottom of the fender to get those out? The Mersey is incredibly hard to work in as a river. It looks like liquid mud most of the time. So sending in a dive team to go and do this, which would have been your other option, is not actually possible in the Mersey. So we need to wait until the tide has gone down far enough that we can access the fixing points. So the very first tide that's available, the the specialist barge will be in there and they will lift that fender out of the way. And once that fender's out of the way, then Manxman is free to use the berth for the rest of the winter without problems.
And further upgrading work is likely to be carried out in March, it says. However, you're not in a position to be able to give more details about that now because engineers are continuing to work on options for the project. Is that linked to this round of upgrades or is that a separate matter?
No, that's absolutely linked to this. So, like I've said, we can't take that fender out until Mananan's finished running in there. We need to have something there as a fender for when Mananan goes back there in the spring, which is why we need to do some work then across the winter to make sure that once Mananan is ready to run in there again, that berth is suitable for her to use. And the real art to this, of course, is finding something that means we don't have to keep going in there and messing around with these fenders. We need to get them installed in the right place so that both vessels can safely berth there without any challenges. And that's what the engineering team are working towards at the moment.
And like you mentioned before, there were some issues last year where this was flagged. Mm-hmm. You said obviously the Mananan's been using this this berth over the summer. That's why it couldn't have been carried out then. But why didn't we hear anything about this round of works until now, and why was it not attempted to be rectified last year?
There wasn't time to rectify it last year. It's been quite a complicated process to work through to establish what the solution would be. And so the steam packet altered its sailings last year and that was widely known. I don't know if necessarily, I think everyone assumed that when they said they didn't want to be in there over low water, it was to do with dredging in the river and the level of water that was beneath the boat, but it was also to do with where the mooring ropes were running. So we've addressed the dredging problem across the summer. We're reasonably confident that berth is now absolutely ready. But what we weren't able to do over the summer was to take the fender out of the way because Mananan still needed it.
In terms of those other issues with the ferry terminal, is this the biggest one, do you think?
I hope so. Most of the rest of it seems to be working reasonably well. There are some challenges over the passenger access system, the PAS, which means occasionally passengers have to be offloaded up the vehicle ramp, which isn't ideal. But I know that there is discussions ongoing between ourselves and the steam packet about how to make that suitable. So I think this is the largest of the challenges that we've got.
With works going on to March next year, does that mean it's going to be likely at least another 6 months until we find out possibly what the final cost of the terminal might be?
So the final cost of the terminal are subject to legal negotiations at the moment. We've pressed go on a process there that is a time-limited process. It depends a little bit on what the response is from the companies that we're in negotiations with and how far they want to push it and at what point they decide that they might want to settle and at what point we decide we want to settle. So I don't want to preempt how long that's going to take. What we're trying to do is get the best value for the Isle of Man. So, you know, we're balancing up the cost of taking action against what we might recoup in the way of money. So it's not that we're trying to be evasive and it's not that we're trying to say we don't know what the final outturn might be, but I genuinely at the moment, while those negotiations are underway and we've got specialist lawyers involved in negotiating on our behalf, while that's underway, I can't put a finger on it.
And I believe it was the Chief Minister, Alfred Cannon, not long ago said no one would have gotten into the ferry terminal project had they known the final outcome of what it was likely going to cost in the end. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, and it does predates my time as minister, predates my time in the administration altogether. I think if anyone had turned around at the start of this and said this would be the cost of it, we'd probably been looking for other options. But we are where we are, and there is no point necessarily kind of abandoning it now. That the building itself is a good building. It's a good site for us, and we just need to make it work for all parties. Can I just say, because we've been working really, really closely with the steam packet over this, and they have provided their engineering expertise. We've lined it up with ours and we've got external in as well. So we will continue to work in that partnership with them to try and address the challenges they face.
Because the steam packet has had to alter some sailings, hasn't it, coming up? Yeah. Does the ferry operator recoup anything from that disruption?
No, we've had the discussion about whether we could provide additional financial support for them to work around that. And that's not the issue. It really is about them being able to be on that berth across low water. So they'd identified a number of crossings that were likely to be affected. We've got a solution which we think will minimise that so that there should only be probably one weekend of disruption. And then the rest of the schedule, as they planned it, will go ahead. And I think going back to your question about why we only hearing about this now? So we're hearing about this now because people are booking onto those sailings, and so we needed to give passengers enough time to know what sailings were likely to be affected in case they wanted to make different travel arrangements.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.